Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today we got update 29.01, and it doesn't even have Midas, or not a version of Midas that we were hoping for. All right, so, it's a lot of details to go over. In this update, a lot of things did come with it. Like I said, not exactly what we were wanting or expecting.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But there is still a lot, so let's make sure to cover it. So let's get into the details of Fortnite Battle Royale version 29.01, Rise of Midas. Midas mastermind with the golden touch. In fact, he's such a mastermind that he escaped jail in the underworld. But now that he's escaped, all Hades has broken loose. In Battle Royale's Rise of Midas, help Midas flee the island with special quests. Feel the midsummer heat in the returning floor is lava experience and go for gold in the Rise of Midas Cup. Rise of Midas runs until April 2nd, 2024 at 9 a.m. Eastern. Ascending Agent. First, the curious Marigold notices Midas was in the underworld, but has escaped. Then Midas suspects his associate Brutus of treason. But whether he's guilty or not, the rest of Midas's crew are committed to getting Midas on the Marigold yacht to escape Hades' wrath. Follow the story in the Rise of Midas quests and unlock in-game rewards along the way. The quests are split into 5 phases, each going live sequentially. All the phases will be available until Rise of Midas ends on April 2nd, 2024 at 9 a.m. Eastern. So, the Midas Rises, it's available right now. It to Brutus will be available March 20th. Jewels versus the Golden Touch will be available March 25th. Myths of Midas will be available March 27th. And the Great Marigold Yacht Heist will be available March 28th. For completing 6 quests, you'll unlock the Cerberus Medallion Spray, a memento of the gate to the underworld. For completing 12, you'll unlock the Rise of the Avarice Backbling, beauty transformed by Golden Greed. And for completing 18, you'll unlock the Queen in Gold Glider, a masterpiece in Marigold. Hot as Hades' floor is lava returns. All that's glittering hot is gold. During Rise of Midas, Midas presents a golden twist on a fan-favorite limited-time experience. Flora's Lava is back for all Rise of Midas. So jump in and get the high ground to best the lava overtaking the island. Unlike regular Flora's Lava, Midas presents Flora's Lava features items from Chapter 5, Season 2, plus Golden Lava. Midas presents Flora's Lava has its own quest set that'll go live sequentially. Available into the end of Rise of Midas. Complete them for even more in-game rewards. Unlock the Zeus-inspired Lightning King and Zeus Medallion Sprays and the Gilded Vengeance Pickaxe, Midas' symbol of the revenge that mattered most. The Golden King goes forward. Add a golden touch to your locker. The outfit of the escaped Midas, aka Ascendant Midas, will be available in the shop starting March 26 at 8 p.m. Eastern, as will the Golden King's cape backbling threaded with gold. Literally added a golden touch to your locker. The golden touch pickaxe will be in the shop also. In addition to their default style, these three items have the shade style, as ghastly as Midas loves gold. Looking for a brilliant finish, the golden ascension wrap will also gleam in the shop. Rise above the rest in the Rise of Midas Cup. A king always stays on top. Compete in the solo Rise of Midas Cup on March 24th, where players who earn the most points in each region will earn the Ascendant Midas outfit and Golden King's Cape back bling before they hit the shop, while all players who earn at least 8 points will earn the Rise of Midas loading screen with the release of version 29.10. Competitors can play up to 10 matches within their region's 3-hour time window, and specific event timing for each region can be found in the Compete tab in-game. Scoring will follow the format below, and it's the normal format where Victory Royale gets the most points. Elimination will get you 2 points each. Among other requirements, competitors must have 2-factor authentication enabled and verified on their Epic account, and be at account level 15 or above. Players with K-Bind accounts are not eligible to participate in the Rise of Midas Cup. For full details and eligibility requirements, please see the Rise of Midas Cup official rules. More in version 29.01, Hurl the Chains of Hades. Okay, so here's something we actually got in-game, right? Can't get over the underworld. The Chains of Hades' Olympian power is here at last. Imbued with the energy of the underworld, pull far away enemies into range of devastating attack combo. This mythic power can be found from the ground or chest by defeating Hades if you can handle it. Shield yourself by Zeus. The island is crazy these days. Protect yourself from projectiles and explosives with the Shield Bubble Jr., a mini version of the classic Shield Bubble. You can find a Jr. from the ground or chests. Like its bubbly predecessor, the Shield Bubble Jr. will cover you for a limited duration. It's not without its vulnerabilities, though. Players can still run inside, and it has a destroyable emitter. Don't let others burst your bubble. And then they got some bug fixes here. So, I mean, basically what we take away from this is, yes, we got a new item. We got the Hades chain, which is nice. Again, you can pull players in closer. It does destroy builds pretty nicely, so you can knock people down out of builds, in a nice fashion. We're giving some tips here. The Shield Bubble Jr., it is very useful this season because of mythics like the chain or like the Zeus... the Zeus Thunderbolts, right? You can actually throw the Shield Bubble down at, when somebody's about to throw some Thunderbolts at you, or if you got hit by one Thunderbolt that you didn't see coming, you can throw one down really quick and keep yourself protected so that you don't take the full amount of damage that would be possible if they hit you with all three Thunderbolts. All right. So that's the update. Again, it is disappointing that Midas is just a character in game right now, and we didn't actually get Midas in the item shop. We're not to the item shop yet, but we'll cut the suspense now. They didn't put Midas in the item shop, as you heard in the blog post. They're not going to put him in the item shop until the 26th. So they were really hyping up the return of Midas, and to me it is disappointing that the return of Midas did not include being able to actually have the new version of Midas in the item shop and be able to purchase it, because it looks awesome. You know, the Floor of Lava LTM, that is a lot of fun. But, you know, it's just a LTM, and it's Midas themed, but it's really not having Midas the way I want Midas, which is an item in my locker. okay, so there you go. Let's go ahead and we can, because that's the news. We'll take a look at what people are playing real quick. Ranked Battle Royale, 119,000. Battle Royale, 256,000. The Midas presents the Flora's Lava. It does has a 167,000 people playing right now, so it is going to be fun to play because there's going to be a ton of people playing it because, again, Flora's Lava Mode, it was always fun. Zero Build, 379,000. Rocket Racing, 5,000. Lego, 51,000. Rank Zero Build, 29,000. There's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. For quests, we got our Rise of Midas quests. You need to collect bars, 200. Hit an Olympian boss with Chains of Hades. So you'll have to get some Chains of Hades and then hit one of the Olympian bosses with it. Damage players with Chains of Hades or the Harbinger SMG, 750 damage in total. And then we'll have new quests for this tomorrow as well. Of course, there's the Midas Presents Flora's Lava quests. Build structures, 25. Use a harpoon gun to pull a player into lava. Got to do that once. Eliminate players before touching lava, 10. Use Crash Pad Juniors or balloons, 10 times. Survive storm circles, 10. And then for our weekly, this week we got damage players from below, 500. Headshot players with Warforged Assault Rifle, 5. Talk to Aphrodite, Artemis, Medusa, or Poseidon to receive free items. You got to do that 3 times. And eliminate enemy players within 10 seconds of destroying a structure. You got to do that 3 times. Travel distance within 30 seconds of landing from the bus, 1,000 meters in total. And collect epic or better weapons from eliminated players. You got to do that 3 times. All right, so there's your quest. We'll give you tips how to do them throughout the week. Let's head over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, so again, no Midas yet, so disappointing, but we still have the Fender stuff, the cars, Lantern Fest, Jam Tracks, Lady Gaga, Lego, and then we got Bellberry outfit for 1,200, Munitions Major outfit for 800, Hypernova outfit for 1,200, Coaxial Copter Glider for 1,200, Brute Force Pickaxe for 500. The Neon Glow stuff is still here. The Baki outfit is for 1,200. Jonesy the First outfit for 800. Red Jade outfit for 800. Daydream emote for 800. Jitterbug emote for 500. We got the new Classy emote for 500. I guess that's a classy dance. Recon Expert outfit for 1,200. Bracer outfit for 800. Aspen outfit for 800. Spectral Axe Pickaxe for 800. Evil Plan emote for 500. The Raiden character is still here. And the Tron Legacy items are all still here. So, that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. For our item of the day today, I always like this one. And, you know, It goes all the way back to chapter 1. The Munitions Major outfit. So there you go. That's only 800 V-Bucks as well. So that was one of the cool ones at the time where, you know, they actually, you know, put effort into. There was a lot of ones where they would literally just like change the color of the clothes on default outfits and, you know, those would be the 800 level ones. So anytime you got an 800 level one that had more detail on it, it was always nice. So there you go. That is your item of the day, and that'll be the episode for today. So make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.